This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts: Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, and Curse Code and Crown, as well as 3 event podcasts with miniseries releases scheduled at random intervals: Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Punchers are desperately trying to destroy the Blood Castle in Helmfirth's town square. Richter unleashed the psychic blood chorus before being grabbed by a crawling one. Red tried to free Richter only to be absorbed alongside him, and Caddy avoided combat altogether in the hope he could undo the magic controlling the beast. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the mythos.
Helmfirth is burning. And honestly, the fire is the least of the concerns, which in like the 20s is saying something, because fire was a real big problem then. You continue to witness horrors as you drive through the streets. Eventually, you start making your way towards the port and the docks. Now, as you recall, previously you visited sort of a port further down the coast. There are a number of these, being a coastal town. The actual port of Helmfirth itself is, at this point, almost more of a historic site than a proper functional port. Ships do still come and go, but as was the case with a lot of like old settlements, they just didn't really build it for volume. And as ships got bigger, the port could not. A site that none of you spent much time at or thought particularly much about. But now, of course, you are drawn to. As you approach, you see a much different sight than greeted you in the town square. There is almost a hill of water out just in the port's mouth there. through it, you can see jagged coral, massive structures of coral that seem to have almost been sculpted and shaped. And if you weren't so certain it was natural, they too would look almost like spires or roofs. And as you kind of pull around a corner, you are greeted by a trident that shatters the windshield. Red, I need you to please roll me a dodge.
Oh, great. That's a hard success.
Great. So you turn a corner and you just see this. And I don't want you to think like, you know, fucking King Triton, like it's gold and beautiful and made of magic. This thing is like that same sort of coral material, but blackened, dead, almost looks forged or not like it's not metallic, but as though it's been scorched. Sort of volcanic is perhaps better than forged. So it shatters through the windshield. You manage to duck. It sinks into the headrest beside you. You swerve the car and are greeted by a set of barricades that have been crudely constructed. You actually see one of the mobster cops crouched behind it, waving to you with a gun in hand. And he just says, "Get over here! What are you doing? Get out of the car, quick! Over here! Over here!"
Great. She's going to hustle everybody out of the car.
Great. Before you, the main street has been barricaded with a police car and kind of two police cars. There's a couple of dead mob cops nearby. This guy is a real rough, think like a rough looking version of John C. Reilly. So just like rather than like still that those kind of cherubic features, but like if they've seen some shit. And he's crouched behind a car with a pistol. There's a shotgun with a sort of like bullet, like a shell casing jammed in it, discarded next to him. In the street ahead of you, you can see as you kind of peek up over the cars, a number of deep ones roaming the streets, similar to the one that you found flayed and strung up in the Diesel estate. These ones, however, have all their guts on the inside and are wielding sort of a variety of throwable weapons. You can see kind of like they've created their own barricade. There's a line of kind of spears and sort of these crudely, naturally created tridents. And they've taken cover. Beyond them, the port itself is flooding as from here you can clearly see a massive structure looms up out of the water, creating this sort of hill. It would seem that the lost city is rising. And around it, you can see the swirl of bloodlines similar to the castle.
Caddy.
Yeah.
How did you bring down the other spire?
I threw holy water into it, but I don't have any more.
Okay.
You still have the heretic ash.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, that will have to do. We do not have the psychic
blood chorus.
Chorus, thank you. And we do not have the holy water.
Okay, well, do you guys all want
to get over there?
Do you guys all want to shoot your guns and make a distraction and I'll sneak?
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Richter, you are absolutely staying behind the barricades. I'll stay here with you until it looks like Adrian's in trouble, in which case I'll make a bigger distraction, I suppose.
All right, well, good luck, small one. Just know that we are counting on you. You must succeed.
Oh, okay. But if I make a mistake, you guys are going to like help me fix it, right?
Of course we will.
Perfect.
This can't end here.
Richter, do you trust the demon to do this?
Someone took that castle away. I don't understand the demon's end game, but so far it is mutually beneficial to have the demon take these structures down. So... yeah.
Having okay. come to that decision, you look down and see that I've already disappeared.
Caddy, you take off at a bolt. The cop just looks over and says, hey, what are you guys doing around here? You got to get out of here. Look, there's all these fucking fish creep monsters.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. So frankly, we're here to save your ass. So if you don't mind, wherever you see that cat, I need you to shoot the things that might come for it. Do you understand?
Look, lady, I mean, I like cats as much as the next guy, but no, I'm not sticking my neck out for someone's fucking pet.
Then I'll do it myself. And she's going to like, is the shotgun that's on the ground, it's fully out of commission?
No, it looks like someone tried to panic load it and okay. just gave up. It's probably one of the dead guy's weapons.
Okay. Then I think she's going to take up the shotgun and, Richter, do you still have your shotgun or no?
I think I still have it.
Yep.
Okay, great.
I think I had it strapped to me. Yeah.
Great. Shotguns are better than pistols at this point. So I think she's going to try to unjam the shotgun and aim it. So basically the second that anything looks the wrong way at Caddy, she's going to try to blow its head off.
All right. Caddy, can you roll me a... I feel like this isn't necessarily a stealth check, but that might be the... Dodge? Let's go with dodge. So I feel like this is you like darting around as they reach for you.
Alrighty. That is an extreme success.
Amazing. So it will come as no surprise that the amphibian creatures who, again, as you'll recall, kind of have finned I want to call them gills, but that's not it at all. Fringes kind of running up off their arms and kind of up over their head. Very much that like classic like fish person face, but muscle, like really, really muscly, long tail. Caddy, you would have never seen anything like this for Richter and Red. You've only seen the one who disappeared back under the water. You had more time with the hybrids. In any case, Caddy, I need a sanity check from you, please, as your mind tries to wrap itself around.
Yeah, no, he don't do that.
Fish folk.
He a little boy in a cat body. There's not a lot of stability at the core of that.
Oh, sorry, you failed.
Yes, fail.
I thought you just meant in general, like, this is going to go badly for me.
No, he failed.
Great. All right, so you're going to take 4 points of sanity damage, but you gain 4 mythos. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that in the last few sessions. For all of the sanity you've each lost, you may gain that much mythos.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Little retroactive present for y'all. Mm-hmm. All right, so they're horrifying, but that actually just makes you run faster. And dodge harder. So you dart between their legs. They are obviously less nimble out of water. So there's a lot of like reaching and missing. You begin to smell sulfur on the air the closer you get to the waterfront, as a stinky rain begins to fall that you are unfamiliar with, but our other mystery punchers will recall. Caddy, can you roll a mythos check for me, please?
Yeah, it's a fail.
Okay. They are your brain is grasping at what they're saying. You it's almost there for you. You continue to dart throughout. So your goal is to make it to the blood outline and throw the ashes of...
I got to smear ashes into sigils and shit. The heretic.
Yeah. The heretic Jeremiah Spindle. So you got to take Spindle's ashes and make that happen. So as you continue to dart forward closer and closer to the water's edge, you can see that there's the deep ones have actually set up quite an operation. What seemed to just kind of be like a front line, the further in you get... the more you can see that there's actually groups of them standing around and gesturing And there seems to be a general sense of panic in the air.
Interesting. Well, he tried to see if he can spot anything that might be triggering that panic or what they're looking at or whatever.
Okay. You don't have any ranks in psychology, do you?
I mean, I have the default 10%.
Fair enough. You know what? Give me an edu, please. An education.
That is a hard success.
Okay. You distinctly remember the time that Benny insisted that if you hit a hornet's nest, they all have to go inside because they have to protect the queen. So he was 100% convinced that if you threw a rock at this hornet's nest, they would just stay inside. And you were 100% convinced, being, you know, boy genius science boy, that no, this would in fact get you stung a lot. And Benny's dad was a bit of a hypochondriac, always a little overly concerned, was certain that Benny was deathly allergic to these things, which is why you always thought he put on like the tough guy act around it, and kind of why he wanted to push the limits here. Nevertheless, despite your best intentions and your kind of best arguments, Benny threw the rock, and as is like to happen, the hornets came out. And you remember seeing the look on his face when he realized how grave his error was. It was that look of, oh, I actually had all the information to make a good decision and I made a bad decision. And now the thing I fear the most is coming for me. That's the kind of expression you see reflected in these fish people. There is a panic at something inevitable and horrible. And as you continue to watch them, you can see that they're all kind of gesturing panically at the city that's rising from the water. And you get the sense that they may not love that this is happening. It's kind of like people standing outside a burning building being like, I don't know when we can go back in.
I can save the humans and the fish people. Mystery punchers! And he's just going to keep running towards his goal of this bloodline because he's got to save everybody now.
Great. There's one catch. The bloodline that is surrounding this city and raising it is out on the water. So, Caddy, you're going to have to swim.
Oh, no.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to Curse, Code, and Crown, a live play Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast featuring a fully original world and campaign. Curse, Code, and Crown features our regular voiceover artists and improvisers, Laura Elizabeth as Princess Gwendolyn, Tyler Hewitt as Maka Deathcap, and Ryan LaPlante as Duncan Kindano, alongside our Dungeon Master, the incredible Tom McGee. So get ready for an adventure including thrills, chills, and hope for a brighter tomorrow. It's time for Curse, Code, and Crown! Episodes are available now!
Meanwhile, Red and Richter, the Deep Ones, and some of their hybrid allies, try and grab it at Caddy as he runs by. You notice Caddy stop and like look at everyone for a bit, which Red is just fucking poison to you. But he's far enough away that a shotgun won't particularly help. Then he starts darting towards the water. Can both of you roll me a spot hidden, please? Or a listen, you can pick.
Extreme success.
And were you listening or looking?
It's either. Looking.
Looking. Okay. You see a number of winged shapes rapidly approaching on insectoid wings. And seem to be carrying something, which they deposit kind of on the edge of just a sort of, if you're looking port's on the east. So if you're kind of standing to the west looking east, they're kind of coming up from the south and they deposit something. And then you can see them start to take up positions on rooftops. And suddenly they begin to throw fire. And the deep ones let out horrible cries and duck for cover. Ratty Nelson, the cop, just goes, "What the fuck are those? What the fuck is that? Look, you got that shotgun, right? How many shells you got? I think we might be fucked, lady. Might be time to go. I know you like your cat or whatever, but this ain't worth it.
You are going to stay here and shoot at these goddamn things or I'll shoot you myself."
"Yo, Jesus, lady, you're scarier than Donnie." He looks at his gun. He's got three bullets. And he's like, "I knew I shouldn't have left Chicago. I mean, I'm a legitimate officer of the law, ma'am." Richter, you would recognize these as the Migo. Obviously. What do you do?
I'll say to Red, stay here and try to draw the attention of those, what are they called? The deep folk?
Is that what the deep ones.
Draw the attention of the deep ones so that little hellish imp cat can get to the bloodlines. I'm going to investigate whatever the Migos brought here. Whatever it is not good and it must be dealt with.
I was just going to shoot it. Is it far enough away
that we can hit it with shotgun fire?
Not from here. So basically, to be clear, what they delivered was like several buildings from you. So got it's like if you're looking down a city block, it's like you saw them descend amongst a bunch of buildings and then rise without whatever they were carrying. And now they're on the rooftops throwing blasts of fire down at the deep ones. You're still far enough away that you can't really. There's the deep ones who are guarding the line that are within shooting distance. Beyond them is where all these clumps of people are. What we know from Caddy now is that they're actually defending their friends who are trying to sort something out. From your eyes, it's just like, this is the fuck off, I'll kill you line. Beyond that is them doing whatever nefarious evil such creatures get up to.
Okay.
So realistically, if you want to protect Caddy, you would probably need to advance with Richter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with him for sure.
Okay. Caddy
is scared of water as a cat and scared of water as Addy. He is not a swimmer at all. So he is going to, upon his own initiative, turn to the closest deep one and be like, "Hey, I want to do a team up. If you can swim me to that bloodline, I can break this thing and your city will go back underwater. But we got to do a team up because I don't swim."
All right. I need a fast talk or persuade. Persuade would be fine as well.
I'm so cute. Blink, blink.
You know what? Nice. I'll add a D4 for the blink, blink.
I was hoping to switch it to a charm, but I'll roll what I got.
Oh, no. Charm would legitimately work here.
Yay.
Look, I've seen Shrek.
It's a tremendous failure anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Okay. So the deep one steps forward and just looms over you. It begins to kind of like extend its fishy spine just kind of like descend down at this distance for your poor kitty nose, the reek of this creature, let alone the stinky rain that's going on, is ungodly. And it kind of blinks its wet, red-rimmed black eyes at you and extends its kind of jaw out a little bit. And then in a horrible, rasping voice, it says, "Stop it."
Yeah, yeah. See the blood thing? We could break that with this. I've got the ashes of something hairy that's a tick.
It squints at you, clearly like trying to figure out whether this is a language barrier thing or what the fuck you're talking about.
I broke the other one. And he just points to where there used to be another blood tower and now there isn't.
It looks and squints against the light. Like you can tell, like being up here is agony for all these creatures. But then it kind of nods, like it clearly makes a decision and it looks back to you and just says,
yes, yes, a team up.
And then its head explodes as one of the Migos blasts hits it. All of the deep ones turn to you and see the headless smoking body of one of them fall to its knees in front of you. And you just hear a cacophony of gargling monstrous noises as they raise fingers and point at you. And immediately three of them begin to rush towards you. Richter and Red, you are trying to approach this before that little sequence occurs. This is, you're walking up as this is happening. Are you approaching stealthily? You're going guns blazing. You're short on ammo and they outnumber you by quite a bit.
Richter wanted to sneak originally. He was okay. Interested in that object.
So let's get double stealth, please.
Okay. I also have my pistols.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I never forget your pistols.
Okay. Stealth?
Yep. Yes, please.
That's a big old fail.
I also fail.
Great.
Okay. So as the two of you start to lurch out, behind you, Ratty makes a choice. You know, if there's one thing a low-level mob tough knows, it's sometimes it's them or you, and you don't live this long by making it them. So as you begin to move, he fires his gun in the air, and the deep ones look to him. Then he says, "Hey, look, they're coming to get your stuff." And immediately he turns and runs, and the deep ones, sort of at the barricade, whip coral spears at you. So I need dodge rolls, please.
Come on. Okay. That's a hard success.
Fail.
Well, you're lucky, Richter, because I rolled a 99. So it's a fumble on my end. So despite failing, it flies through the air. I think it like clips through your jacket. You just kind of rip a line down it and the two of you run. That said, your stealth has failed. So you take no damage, but they're kind of hot on your heels. As they begin to move. So I assume if I'm not mistaken, the intent you've described is that you're trying to get to Caddy and the object that Migos dropped. So my guess is you're not going to like stop and fight all the deep ones. Okay.
Nope.
What do you do to try and buy yourself some time as you run? Are you just going to try and outrun them or are you going to try and like lose them? You're gonna try and hide. What's the play here?
I think getting into a building would be a good start.
Okay, so basically just trying to lose the chaos of the surrounding area.
Yeah, go in a front door, come out a back door, climb up into a window of another building.
Oh, it took us all fucking series, but we finally got our Scooby-Doo door shenanigans. Okay, so Richter, can you roll me a spot hidden, please? This is very much like one of those Telltale Game moments where you step forward and like it's like, you know, there's two places. Do you go high or low? Do you hide under the bed or in the closet? What's it going to be?
Success.
All right. Excellent. So Richter, you see, it's a because we're down by the port, it's an old warehouse. You can see the body of a worker just kind of hanging over the railing with a cigarette still smoking in his hand. But luckily, as all good smokers do, he's wedged a cinder block in the door so that the door is open. Grabbing Red, you pull her towards the door. Yeah, exactly. What's the plan once you're in? I assume like kick out the block, slam the door.
Yep, and just look for an exit now. Like, it's put a wall between us and then put two walls between us and then three walls. Yeah.
Ideally heading in the direction that we need.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Can you guys roll me another stealth check then, please?
Fail.
Success.
Okay. So you're having some difficulty just making your way through. It is a full warehouse. The port isn't used that much, but there are still shipments that come through. You can hear them closing in. And as you reach the door, unfortunately, with just a 50-50, you go to like clang open the door and there's a deep one walking by directly outside. What do you do?
I'll shoot it.
Oh. There we go.
We both shoot it.
Okay, so I need attack rolls from both of you, please.
I'm using the shotgun, and I don't have shotgun stats in my...
It's underneath handguns. So firearms, handgun, and then firearms, rifle / shotgun.
Oh, no. Mine's shotgun is so much worse, but that's fine. I'm making the choice. that's a fail.
Success.
Nice.
All right. So Richter, your shotgun blast goes off. I'm not going to roll this like a standard combat roll because this is very much like a narrative escapade rather than like a proper shootout. So you both open fire. Red, you're used to being able to adjust your grip based on musculature. Now that your hand is merely skeletal, the aim and the recoil of the shotgun are completely foreign to you, and your shot goes wide. But Richter's shot is true. He blows the head off the deep one rather handily. And the two of you close the door behind you, slip out, and then like have to unfortunately take a slightly longer detour to not be like the door next to the thing we just shot. But you are making your way ever closer. Caddy, all of the cold ones have just seen you theoretically use magic to blow up a creature's head. What do you do?
Caddy will sprint towards the closest building and try to hide. He just wants to use as much low cover as he can. He saw his friends theoretically get tridents thrown at them, and so he's looking at it that way.
Can you roll me a stealth check, please?
Yes, I can. That is a hard success.
Okay. So, Richter and Red, you are weaving through buildings. There's a lot of like having to duck under windowsills as deep ones kind of rush by. But eventually you get within eye distance of Caddy. You see the head explode, the body drop, and you see the small cat panic and like dart under a we'll say like one of those like just a sort of a concrete set of stairs that leads to like a second floor door. There's a little kind of gap there. It makes sense. It's very much what a cat would do. It's the closest kind of sheltered place, but you can see the deep ones closing in. Red, you are rapidly reloading your shotgun. Richter, you're kind of holding on, but Richter, you're also keeping your eyes out for what the Migos have wrought. You can see them using weapons of some sort from the rooftops. And then you round a corner, you see you have a clear line of sight to the deep ones, surrounding Caddy. And then you see a form walking purposefully towards them, out of the corner of your eye. And Richter, I think you would probably be the first to see this, but Red, you see it shortly thereafter. The Migos have deposited a creature here. That walks with malice and purpose towards the spot that dear sweet Caddy is hiding in. You recognize a cut of tuxedo that is fine and rare, broad shoulders, meticulously parted hair, jet black eyes, sharpened teeth, and a wide grin. It seems Addy Diesel has come to kill some deep ones.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode's sound was edited and mixed by Laura Hamstra. And the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel. And our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R. And all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice. And on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, Charles Grams, Christopher Little, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lord of Bradovic, Noel Lewis, Scott Garland, Anthony Griffin, Chet Awesome Laser, Jordan Neesmith, Benjamin V, Gavin and Abby McDonald, Taryn Hefner, Cade Peters, Richard Cranium, Christian Mendez, Anna Zed, Eric Williams, Logan, Fire Unfriendly, Great Dane, Acrix, Cameron Ezel, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved. I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.